Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Grateful for it. Comes with a huge amount of responsibility. I didn't really know I was going to have to be this responsible. You know, can I share something with y'all? I started out to finally I had gotten on track and was able to see a way to even pursue my dream. It has been a long trip that I've been on, and I've gone through so many phases of it. It is rewarding along the way to accomplish your dreams. What I'm saying is this. Let me put it together, because I got so much running through my head right now. You know, it's one thing to accomplish your dreams, but there's joy in the process of achieving it. See, some people are so caught up in the goal, the final goal, that they find no joy, no enjoyment in the process. If you have found what it is you want to do and you strike out on that journey, please understand, you are far more blessed than the average person. Do you understand that? To know what it is you really want to do, to find your work in life, your purpose, to find out what direction you want to go in, is such a blessing. The average person, if you sit down and talk to them, oftentimes don't have their life on track. And it'd be some people that you looking at, you think got it going on because of their appearance, their swagger. Oh, they walk like it. They talk like it. They look like it. But if you sit down and talk to the average person, man, does not know what their purpose is, has not discovered what they want to do, and have no idea how to get there. If you are on the other side of that, if you understand your purpose, if you have an idea of what you want to be, and you are on your way there, you are truly blessed. And in that blessing, you must recognize it as a blessing. You must recognize the fact that you are on the right side, and that there should be a sense of accomplishment and a feeling of pride in you that you are on track to accomplish your goal. See, what used to happen was sometimes I used to keep my nose so on the grindstone that I wouldn't even look up and realize, man, hey, man, I know you're trying to get here, but Steve, hold on, man. Can't you see what you've done so far? Can't you find just some joy in the process? See, a lot of us lose the joy of the blessings God has given us because we looking at the end, talking about, I ain't there yet. You on your way. I'm going to give you an example. I had a friend who told me that they wanted to be a millionaire. And they asked me some questions. And I told them. So they started the process. And I am telling you, this dude works extremely hard. So about a year later, we were talking. He had found this business. He had set his goal, and he was working towards it. Then about 2 years later, I ran up into him again. We were talking about it and everything. He said, man, really, really appreciate the advice. He said, man, but this is all jacked up, man, because I still ain't made that million I was talking about. I said, well, hey, man, just keep at it. It's coming. He said, man, keep at it. Man, you know how long I've been doing this? And I got quiet because, yeah, I know exactly how long you've been doing. It's been 2 years now. And I didn't say that to him, but I said to myself, yeah, 2 years. He said, man, I've been grinding so long, man, it ain't happening for me. I said, wait a minute, man. Hold on. I said, about how much you making right now a year? Man, about $250,000. I quit breathing. I said, well, my man, 2 years ago, you didn't have a clue. 2 years later, you making $250,000? I said, man, do you understand how blessed you are? I said, man, your family was about to get put out 2 years ago. You done bought a house? Yeah, man, but this ain't the house I really want. Whoa, partner. Whoa, I got that. The house you really want might cost $5-8 million. I don't know. But, man, y'all got a house. You making the payments. You driving. You ain't out no more. I said, hold on, man, you got to stop. I said, man, because right now, man, you coming across as real ungrateful to me. So I know God, who has done all this for you, got to be looking at you with his arms folded. But then he God, so he probably handling it all together different. I was just speculating with him. And so he said, man, why you tripping like that, man? Man, you act like don't nobody want to have nothing but you. I said, whoa, man, where you going with this conversation? I said, oh, I didn't come to you. I just came to you and asked you how you doing. And I'm trying to point out to you that the journey that you started on, that you are on your way and you are in the process of accomplishing your goals. And can you not feel some joy and some pleasure in your accomplishment? Quit tripping on the fact that you ain't made the million yet. You on your way. You done went from, this dude was making $15,000 a year. You making $250,000 in 2 years, man. Come on, man. Can't you see? Can't you see? So he said eventually, ah, man, I kind of see what you're saying, but that ain't about nothing to me because I ran up into him a year and a half later. How you doing, man? Man, I sure wish I'd appreciated my life when I had it like that. I said, what you mean had it like that? Man, I just fell on some hard times, man. I'm right back where I was. And then we talked. I said, hey, man, don't worry about it. I said, once you know how to accomplish something, I said, you just reapply the same principles and start on over again. Man, you know how hard it is to be to start over? Okay, my man, hold up, partner. You finna do yourself like this again? First, you wasn't grateful for what you had. Now you're looking at the fact that you might have to start over, and you know how hard it is to start over. But you have the knowledge, the principles, and you got a little bit of money to go on and get it going again. I said, man, don't keep doing this to yourself. I said, man, you ain't grateful no matter what God do for you. So what you need to do, partner, stop, reassess yourself. The fact that you were not grateful in the first place, could that be the reason where, you know, man, maybe, I'm not calling it because I ain't God. I do not know how he think, nor do I claim to know. But let's just imagine for a moment. Let's just say maybe for a moment, maybe God said, okay, you ain't happy with this? Okay, then handle it your way. You obviously ain't happy with the way I'm bringing it into your life. You want to handle it your way, go ahead and handle it. Because he will let you have it your way. Can I tell you that? He will let you do it exactly the way you want to it because he gives us all the power of choice. So then maybe he said, okay, you don't appreciate the way I'm doing it. You don't like the favor I'm showing you. You think it's taking too long. I'm going to let you do it your way. I'm not going to turn my back on you. I'm just going to let you do it your way. Just say maybe he said that. And now he right back where he was. So what I tried to get the young cat to understand was, man, appreciate your life for what it is. Because like Life Jennings got that song that he got out off this album, I Still Believe, it could have been worse. And now that it is worse, what's on your mind now? Folks, if you are on that side of life where you have figured out what you want to do, you know how you're going to get there, and you know your purpose, you're accomplishing what the majority of people never, ever do. So be grateful for your process. Don't tumble yourself. Don't throw yourself off the cliff. It's going to be all right. Success takes a measure of time. It is not easy. If success were easy, everybody would be successful. All right, y'all. I'm sorry this morning if I sounded a little all over the place and a little jumbled, but that's how it came to me. So, you know, y'all keep your head up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all around the world, listen to this. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's what this is. This right here in Jay's words is what now?
Championship team, baby!
Better know it.
No one says it like him, Steve. No
That's
one.
That's why I don't mess with it. And we bought him in. We bought Durant in from the Thunder. And just made it now. Just we had already won one without him. But with him, it looks hopeless. Carla, how you doing today, darling?
I am doing fantastic. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Yeah, that's right.
All candied up.
Shirley Strawberry.
Yes, sir. I'm doing well. How are you, Steve? Hey, everyone.
Hey, Shirley. What's up, baby?
Oh, nothing.
Happy.
Oh, nothing's up.
Oh, nothing's going on.
Junior.
Morning, Unc. Got my costume on. I'm healthy.
Hey, man. Okay.
Who are you today, Junior?
I'm dressed as healthy.
But underneath,
he a spoon.
I'm healthy. Oh. But I'm healthy.
Junior dressed up as a spoon.
A spoon.
Because that's what the medicine come on.
I'm glad you're healthy, man. I'm so glad you're healthy.
No, you're not. Yo, man.
Every day.
Every day. It happens every day.
I don't sleep on him at all.
Did you black out?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I forgot we were still doing intros. My man. J. Anthony Brown.
What up, man?
Crazy show.
Championship team.
Two sick people start attacking each other. What up, fool?
Big dog, what it do? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You know what I think we should do today? Mm-hmm. I think we should do some more lifestyle questions from the crew.
Okay.
Because I got a lot of stuff in my timeline when y'all ask me, you know, questions.
Okay.
You know, lifestyle questions, things you're concerned about. I really get a lot of comments when Tommy's questions come up. Because a lot of people say, Steve, his questions is laced with such disdain. Because, see, Tommy happy for me, but in a bitter way. You just going to have four of them.
Like, why you
so
we're
going to
well,
do
like
that
today.
Today.
Like today, you got a whole carnival at your house.
For the kitties.
Marjorie did that all for the grandkids.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
She had everybody come out to do Halloween. And she's doing a Halloween carnival in the backyard.
But who do you call for a carnival? See, we don't even know that number.
The carnival people.
Right. We'll ask when we come back.
We'll get more information.
You can kick it off, nephew, with that question.
What I tell you.
You can't be happy around here.
Man. Can't have anything, huh?
Not here.
All right. Coming up at 32 after, something funny. Junior's truth be told. You ready, Junior?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And then we're going to get back to these lifestyle questions, Steve, that you want us to ask.
We're going to get back to this rich-ass carnival. That's what we're
kicking it off with the carnival question, yeah. We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Junior, with your truth be told, and then we're going to get to Tommy's questions and Steve's lifestyle questions. Go on, Junior.
Okay, well, you know, today is Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween.
A lot of trick-or-treating going to be happening tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. Truth be told, there's going to be some people too big to be trick-or-treating.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Every year, the trick-or-treating is for the kids. They don't realize that. Grown people will always try to get something free. Like, there's some signs you might know this person too big to be trick-or-treating. Okay. If you look out your window, you see them pull up in your driveway and then back out.
Too big.
Your too ass big. Is too big to be trick-or-treating. I'm just talking about you driving in the people's driveway. Yeah. Knocking on the door, get your candy, then back it out.
Yeah.
You too big. Here's yeah. another sign I know you're too big to be trick-or-treating. If you knock on my door and say, dog, keep the candy, you got any Advil back there?
Too big. Too big.
You turning down candy for medication?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, there's going to be some people out there. If I open this door and you got a receding hairline, I know your ass is too big to be out here trick or treat. You got a lot of worry in your life, dog. Now, it will be some ghosts out there.
Uh-huh.
People dressed up as ghosts. If I come to the door, open the door, and I see a cigarette hanging out your mouth, and you talking about trick-or-treat, dog, you a little too old to be out here trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Because there's a lot of people out here that don't understand that you too old to be trick-or-treating. If you got a cane, and it don't match your costume. In other words, you a pirate, but you got a limp. Your ass.
Too big to be out here trick-or-treating.
Too yeah. grown.
Yeah, you're too grown. That's all. Uh-huh. I'm just going to say that. That's it. Just let the kids have it.
Uh-huh. Be told.
Yeah. Truth has been told.
That's it.
Yes, it has.
It has definitely been told.
All right, nephew.
Let's get on to the truth about this.
One last one for you, Junior. If you throwing your candy in the back of a pickup, you ain't got no bag. You just tossing it in the back of a pickup and then pulling off.
And pull it off.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
It's too big.
Okay, Tommy, what now, man?
Let's get to this rich carnival you got going. Who do you? Okay, let's slow down. Who do you call for the carnival?
I don't know. Marjorie is in charge of the family.
Okay, so petting zoo. What animals you finna to have at your house today?
I don't know, Tommy. I'm assuming little goats, rabbits.
Oh, yes. and a pony for the kids.
Maybe a little Shetland pony for the kids.
Yes.
Today.
Now, who bring all that to the house? Who do all that?
People, the owners of the animals.
He wants to know everything.
Owners of the animals.
Is you going to have any elephants over there? Do they get an elephant?
Why would you have an elephant at a petting zoo?
An elephant.
You ride the elephant. Don't they ride elephant? You don't.
It's a petting zoo. We didn't say it was
elephant.
A riding zoo.
Okay, so
who has an elephant at a petting zoo?
Does anybody have any other questions about lifestyle we can talk about?
And let me say this for you,
maybe
Steve.
Learn something. Yes.
He's making it seem like the petting zoo is a big deal. You can call up for a petting zoo for a birthday party. That's not a big deal.
It's all you got to do.
Oh, so you done done it too. That's what you're trying to say?
One phone call, El Cheapo.
Yeah, you can get a petting zoo.
Call an accomplished event planner, and they do all the leg work for you.
He's just
all
hating
you
on
got
you
to do, man.
No
why
reason.
You always? Anybody got any real lifestyle questions for me I can help you with? Maybe we can inspire somebody to greatness.
You know what, Steve?
Are you gonna have any monkeys? Hold on, sir. Any monkeys gonna be there?
He back on the zoo.
Okay, well, Tommy, look, here's the deal. You can come because everything will be in your side.
Just get in line with the cheering.
Damn, is that what you want, man?
That's good.
You can
that's
ride
good,
the
Noah.
Shetland pony. You can
Hang
pet
on.
The rabbit. Hell, you can ride the rabbit.
That's good.
They
rabbit,
feed
man.
The animals. They let them feed the animals and all that. Yeah.
Man. Any other lifestyle questions?
All right, Steve, here's the question.
Yeah.
What's the best way for a man who has everything?
Uh-huh.
You know, you want to try to be creative and get them something. So what's the best way to get, like, a man who has a lot of stuff? And you want to be a little different. What should you get him? What's thoughtful and, you know, what suggestions?
Okay, here's the deal. Men who have a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
the best way to Thank do you. It is what? Know what they, if they into golf,
uh-huh.
if they into cigars, And then you go and you find a specialty item in that one area.
Yes.
So, you know, it could be something that they already have, but really, like, somebody gave me a cutter one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of cigar cutters. And it was covered in Swarovski crystals.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So that was, like, nice. Really slick. Nice. You know, it didn't cost him a ton of money. Right. But, man, it's, like, really, it was very unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, if you into cigars, you know, maybe you find him a cutter or a really slick lighter that you've never seen before.
Just so if I buy you some mink gloves for the petting zoo, some mink gloves, so that way when you pet them, you have mink gloves on.
Ooh, see, I don't have to participate in it. Why don't you let the zoo go, man? Or why don't you just come and participate?
Yeah, okay, one more.
Why don't you just stop? You just come.
Well, I just,
you'll have so much fun.
One more follow-up.
Ride the rabbit is the funniest for me.
My husband is into cars, so is it a good gift to get him, like, a book about exotic cars? He loves cars.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Is that okay?
Yeah, a book.
A car.
Carburetor.
Driving gloves is a slick idea if you all live in the right climate. Like something slick for the car.
Okay.
A battery.
This stupid.
Why are you always the poet sounding person on the show?
A nice battery.
Happy birthday,
honey.
You're
going to need a battery.
A battery.
With Swarovski crystals around it, boy.
Shirley.
I'm listening only to you, Steve. Yes.
A really nice pair of driving shoes.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. That's good. Thank you. You gave me a lot of good suggestions.
Louis Vuitton makes a great driver.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Louis Vuitton.
That's it. A Louis Vuitton battery.
All right. Coming up next, ignorant nephew Tommy would run that prank back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here for today's national news, I should say. But right now, it is time for the nephew and run that prank back.
Let's run it back, baby. Settlement check. Oh. Settlement check. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Make some noise if you ever got a settlement check. Everybody on the show, have you gotten a settlement check before?
Yeah.
No.
I wrote a lot of them, but I ain't never got one.
Like one.
Yeah. No. Right,
a little accident. I got an accident settlement check before. Y'all ain't never got no check?
No.
No. How much was yours?
About $6,000. That was the greatest thing in the world to me. That's $6,000 right there.
Oh, is that the commercial, Tommy? It's my money and I want it now. Is that what that's for, settlement? Is that what they're talking
about? That might
about?
Be. I don't know. I ain't heard that.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard that one, no.
It's my money and I want it now.
J.G. Wentworth, yes.
Yeah, when they sing it.
Yeah,
that's settlements, right?
Yeah.
All right, here the prank is.
Thank you.
Hello?
Right. I'm trying to reach this place.
This is she.
How you doing? It's attorney over to and Associates.
Uh-huh.
All right. Want to give you a call. I just got your file that hit my desk, and we got a check going out to you on Monday. You came in yesterday, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, we got a few little glitches here we want to go over with. I want to go over with you and make sure we get this all ironed out before you come in on Monday, and I'll have a check definitely waiting on you when you get here. All right, you're supposed to be getting $6,410.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's being reduced to $1,200 due to injuries not being as bad as they say it was. A lot of calculations got really mixed up on our paperwork here. And please keep in mind that on the $1,200, we still haven't taken out our fee, which is like about 33 1/3. We'll have a check for you on Monday in the ballpark of $400 to $500.
Hold up. Okay, I'm still not getting it. So, what was the total amount that y'all got from the law, from the insurance?
Evidently, the person that did these calculations completely did them wrong. And I do apologize for this being a mishap on our part, and it's totally screwed up. And I do apologize on the behalf of the association here that we've dropped the ball on that. But your actual check has been reduced to $1,200, okay? And that's without us taking the law fees out of it. So I
right, because the how would $6,000 cover the doctor bill and the chiropractor?
Well, from my understanding, ma'am, what they're also stating is that your injuries are not that bad. and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. They're actually wondering if you were actually hurt at all. So
I was actually hurt because I even had to get injections.
Okay.
From the chiropractor.
Okay, and do you have any? I have some medical documents here, and I understand that you've been going, and you probably it looks like you went over at least 2 months going to the doctor and getting therapy, and
that
I,
was his call. That was the chiropractor's call. That wasn't my decision.
Okay. Well,
was his call for my injury.
Exactly. And a lot of these doctor fees and that you've gone to has eaten up a lot of these funds. And I tell you, these doctor bills, they get pretty high out there. I do want to apologize. What we're going to do here, since we've dropped the ball on this, we're going to give you the check for $1,200 and not even take the law fees out of it. And I'll have that check waiting on you on Monday morning.
That's still – okay, I understand what you're saying, but what I'm trying to figure out is from the – I need to see some paperwork of stating what was the amount, total amount, check that was written from the insurance company, plus what was the portion that was supposed to be taken out for the chiropractor, plus what was the portion that was supposed to be taken out from the doctors itself. But the amount that you're telling me, $6,000, that's not going to, wouldn't have covered that and leave me with only $1,200.
Okay. I'm not at liberty to let you look at this paperwork anymore. I'm calling you basically to let you know I have a $1,200 check for you. If you don't want that, then you can go ahead and take some other legal
action. That doesn't sound right. Why would, from the entire month, because I got the paperwork from the chiropractor stating what amount was paid.
I understand that, ma'am. What I'm trying to let you know, Manisha, is what's going on right now is the response coming back is that you're not actually hurt at all. That's what they're saying. They're saying you're not hurt at all. Actually, I don't want to use the words, but they're saying that you've been faking this the whole time.
I need to see some paperwork before I try to check it. This doesn't sound right. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, right now, I'm the last person that this file is going to come across. It's coming across my desk. This is pretty much a take it or leave it option, And if you don't
leave an option, you don't have to get attitude with me because you are my lawyer and I am your client.
Well, you're not going to raise your voice. You're not going to raise your voice at me. That's not going to happen either. So let's pipe it down a bit, okay? Now, here's what we're going to do. Do you want the $1,200 check or do you not want it? Now, I've already waived the fees of the attorneys here. Do you want the $1,200 or do you want me to reduce it to $400?
No, I don't want $1,200 because I'm going to take you to court. Because that doesn't sound right for you to me around. You're supposed to be my lawyer.
I'm being the best attorney that you probably could afford, young lady. Okay? And I'm trying to do the best I can to help you. Now, if from what I understand is...
I'm sorry, sir. That's not going to be acceptable. I just have to get a lawyer to sue you, because that's not acceptable.
You know, you people continue to want to...
I came in the office yesterday when we came in. How all of a sudden word got me...
I wasn't there doing the meeting yesterday. Like I said, these papers just landed on my desk today. What I'm not going to tolerate is you people consistently wanting to file a lawsuit on somebody. Now you want to file a lawsuit on me. You're going way too far with this.
This isn't sound right. I want to talk to because I've never heard of you. I only heard of
okay. Well, now you've heard of me. I'm and I work here as well. And I'm not going to stand you dismantling me the way that you're doing.
I just have to get a lawyer to sue you, because that's not acceptable.
I got one more thing. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked. You got pranked by your husband.
I'm going to kick your
Oh, your husband told me. She been waiting on that check.
Yeah, I had me hot. I was about to go by that little office tomorrow when I get off of work.
All right, baby, let me ask you something. Tell Tommy, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, baby, look here. Get your check. That is. Y'all proud of? Do I make y'all proud when I do stuff like this?
No. Not really. No.
Proud is not the opportunity.
We get nervous. Yeah. Nervous as damn.
No, I go with more embarrassed.
Embarrassed, yeah. That's a good one, Steve. Embarrassed, yeah.
You embarrass us a lot.
Yeah. You just want to know if you're good at it, Tommy? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
All right. If you think stupid is good, nailed it.
Well, you're king of pranks now, no doubt.
Yeah. And stupid continues. Let me tell y'all this. Stupid continues. Mama's boy, we back in stride, baby. Roanoke, Virginia is Wednesday night. Hampton, Virginia is Thursday night.
Okay.
Friday, Richmond, Virginia. Saturday, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Sunday, down in the South, Columbus, GA. Tickets on sale right now, all Ticketmaster outlets. That's me, that's Robin Gibbons, that's Johnny Gill, that's Shirley Murdoch, Jack A. Harry. The list goes on. You don't want to miss it. It's the hit play that's touring the country. Mama's Boy. And your nephew is in there acting a doggone.
Soon to be a movie.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is here with national news.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
For some people, Halloween is the best day of the year. They love Halloween like no other holiday.
LA, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, they look forward to the holiday, decorating their homes. A lot of people, Steve.
Everybody, Steve.
Yeah, it's
they
like
go all out, man.
Yeah,
I got decorations this year.
Oh, really?
Do you, Carla?
I did. Because I got so many kids that come over my house. Yeah.
We decorated our golf cart for the grandkids at the house.
Oh, that's cool. That's what
cool. Oh, by the way, at the house, y'all gonna have a giraffe?
No, it's a petting zoo. Hey, look, Tommy, listen.
You can pet it.
Tommy, I just want you to be comfortable when you come. Hey, Tommy. Oh, I got a surprise for you.
What?
We gonna have a turtle.
He gonna lose his mind.
You can lay down with it and take selfies.
You didn't ask about that.
You be sitting up there. You remember that time we put you next to the ball of turtle wax at the pot store and took a picture with you and made that your Christmas card?
Boy,
you look just like that turtle. And what's amazing, still do.
Man.
So we're going to have a turtle there, Tommy.
Please get that picture and tweet it at.
We'll all have that on our graves.
And Tommy, if you don't want to ride the horse or the rabbit, we have other thing we bought that we can saddle up for.
What?
Your own hamster.
Petting zoo.
Y'all trying to turn this on me. I was just asking.
I really went all out, Steve.
The hamster.
We think about Tommy. Hamster.
Any snakes?
That's love, Tommy.
For the kids. Petting zoo.
They always
snakes.
Pet snakes,
hey,
though. Kids always pet snakes.
Why would you have a snake at a petting zoo?
He's not thinking, Steve.
White petting zoos got them. How come the black petting zoo ain't got them?
I feel
racial?
I feel sorry for your kids.
Yeah, man,
I
really racial do. Now.
I feel sorry for your kids. Are they going to even have candy?
They'll have turtles.
Turtle candy.
See, Shirley, you are the one that throw the punches. You really are.
Shirley said they get some turtle candy.
Chocolate, caramel, and pecans, Tommy. What are you talking about?
Hey, yeah, look,
you're
Daddy,
throwing,
you.
You're throwing punches, and you know you're throwing punches.
One year, Tommy wanted to be Superman with a cape, but he couldn't go down the steps with the cape.
He couldn't.
Because his cape looked like curtains.
They were that long?
Man.
On him it was.
Oh.
I cannot believe that Tommy is wrapped up in turtle candy.
Oh, my God.
Can we go to Miss Ann? I'm not going to do this with y'all.
Your kid's going to unwrap you. Look, Daddy, it's you.
In about 1 minute, we can, Tommy.
But right
we have
now.
More.
So take this for 60 more seconds right here?
Yeah. You got to deal with it.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't want to keep bringing it up. Yeah. Every time
I was just asking so, about it because I didn't know people suit. Could. I just didn't know how you get us petting zoo. I haven't done it.
You can get one for kids.
You ain't had one at the chateau?
I haven't had that yet. I can, but I don't know the number. Can you, let me Google this.
Hey, let me go on and shut this down.
Please.
You want me to tell you how much it costs?
Yeah, let's do that first. Okay, how much do the petting zoo cost?
It depends on what you want with it. It's different levels of it.
Yeah. Okay. You and of course you gonna want the entry level pet. Tommy wants the entry level pet zoo where they just bring out a bunch of insects.
Petting zoo on a budget.
Yes, this is a grasshopper.
Petting zoo rental. Here.
Praying mantis. All right, come on, Steve. Bring in Miss
Hey,
Ann.
Folks, you know, a lot of people are not fortunate enough to have what we have in terms of a really, really top quality news anchor on their radio show. We are. And she's here, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning, everybody out there. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, President Trump and his supporters say that yesterday's indictments of two of Trump's former campaign's aides and even the guilty plea entered by a third person, a former campaign advisor, had nothing to do with the president or his presidential campaign. Paul Manafort is formally accused of money laundering and some other charges. Manafort and his associate Rick Gates both pled not guilty to the charges. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders says the guilty plea from George Papadopoulos, a foreign policy advisor to the Trump campaign, was for lying to the FBI and not, she says, for any activities that he conducted on behalf of the Trump campaign. Sanders also says that the president has no plans to fire Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller and has had no conversations about issuing any pardons, by the way. House Republicans are expected to announce their long-awaited measure aimed at overhauling the nation's tax code sometime this week. Last week, Twitter banned two Russian state media outlets from advertising on it. Officials of Twitter say they'll no longer allow Russia Today or Sputnik News to page promote their content. Both agencies are controlled by the Russian government. They're widely considered arms of Moscow's propaganda machine. In congressional hearings scheduled for this week, Twitter is expected to join Google, Facebook, in answering questions about how Russia used their platforms to influence the 2016 presidential election. President Trump, by the way, is not tweeting yet, and well, like, not too much, but he has been interviewed on Fox Business Network this week, and he explained why he's always on Twitter.
It's not that I want to do that. I'd rather not do it. I would love to not do it at all, but at least I can put out the truth, and I can put out the real word.
So there you have it. In Georgia, five white men arrested in connection with the murder of an innocent young black man decades ago. The body of 23-year-old Timothy Coggins, found in 1983 in a grassy area about 30 miles south of downtown Atlanta, described as having been brutally murdered. New information in the case emerged in March. More tips came in over the summer. Now three men are charged with his murder. Two others, both law enforcement officers, are accused of hindering the investigation. The sheriff's office says if Timothy Coggins were murdered today, it would have been classified as a hate crime. Tiger Woods has pled guilty in Palm Beach, Florida, to reckless driving and agreed to enter a special program. And finally, today is Scare a Friend Day and National Create a Monster Day. And so is Eugene the Butterfly, 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, please introduce Jay so Jay can introduce the Butterfly.
I don't
Come
introduce
on, Steve.
Jay to do this no more because I really don't care. And I'm, matter of fact,
Steve.
I'm boycotting his segment.
Oh,
I'm
Steve.
Not participating
God.
In it at all.
You're going to take a knee.
You seen the prices of this petting zoo?
Are you
oh, my
real?
God.
Are you for real?
Tommy, get in the show.
Are you for real?
I'm sorry.
Are you for real?
Are you for real getting a petting zoo?
Is that with or without the elephant?
Oh, this is without the elephant.
Tommy wants the petting zoo without the pets.
Yeah. He just wants the zoo.
You just want to have pictures of animals you can pet. You want to have a viewing zoo.
Museum.
Oh, my God.
Put names on the cages. They got away.
Yeah. No, Tommy got cages, but it's just pictures of the animals.
Okay.
Oh, my God. They got trains.
All right, okay. It's the butterfly's time. Come on.
Okay, my bad. Come on.
It's a train.
You know the butterfly? Because I do.
Good morning, everyone. Stephen Tommy, Shirley Carla, Jr., J. Anthony Brown. Good evening, y'all, right? I love it. Good morning, everyone.
Flutter.
It is Halloween, finally. Oh, my God. I am so excited. I'm throwing a big Halloween party. So this is what I want to tell you all. Things that... games you need to have during your Halloween party tonight. Okay, these are games you need to have. Bobbing for apples. That's always a good one. We love doing that. Bobbing for apples.
That's fun.
This one you have both your hands behind your back. You have about seven or eight different apples in a huge barrel, and you stick your head in there, and you try to bite one of the apples and come up with the apples.
Yeah,
bobbing for apples.
Strong teeth.
Oh, that's
for
what
that
y'all call.
Strong teeth.
Bobbing for apples. And then you can also, this is another thing. This is what I really, really, Junior, don't buy into him.
Okay.
Here's another one. And I love this. We do this a lot. Mummy wrapping. There's two people. So like say, Shirley and Carla, you guys can be a team. Okay.
Okay.
And then you get some tissue and you wrap the other person, and whoever wraps the quickest is the winner. So you're in teams of twos. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the mommy wrapping. I love that. That's so much fun.
Okay,
all right.
That
so I
fun.
Would like me and Jay Anthony, I would wrap Jay Anthony Brown in some toilet paper.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
From head to toe, and I would try to beat Junior and Steve wrapping each other.
So I wouldn't wrap Junior would have Brown to... if I was you. But if I, it'll scare the hell out of me.
You're not going to play your regular game?
What's the regular game?
This Bobbing for meatballs?
We got to go.
Oh, God, we got to go. Mm.
Coming up at 34 after the hour,
you're
comedy roulette with the comedians on the show. You know him, Steve, Jade, the nephew, and Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Jay, it's time for comedy roulette.
You got to explain it.
Yeah.
You test our comedy ability each week. Give us five subjects. Put them on the wheel. Spin the wheel where it stop. Where it stop, we'll do the damn thing.
All right, here we go.
What you got? What you got?
Here we go. Number one, if you have a car, why is there a bus pass in your wallet?
I like that.
All right.
That's funny. All
right, here's another one. Number two.
That's funny.
That baby don't look nothing like you.
That's a real good one right there.
I like that.
Number three, I'm not a scary person, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Number four, man, why you let your wife boss you around?
Oh, we could do that one all day. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
And number five, I got your trick or treat right here.
I got your trick or treat right here.
All right. Spin the wheel,
Cat. Spun the wheel.
Oh, it's got to be the last one.
No,
come on,
no,
that's
no,
Halloween,
no.
baby.
Yeah, it is Halloween. I like it.
Come on.
What you got? What you got?
I'm not a scary person, but.
Okay, I like this. Let me start this thing off.
Come on.
Okay, I'm going to go view the body.
Uh-huh.
But somebody got to be in there with me, okay? I'm not going in there by my damn self. I'm going to go in there, and I ain't going all the way up there, right?
Right.
I can see him. Yep, okay.
Because you got your tippy toes.
I pay my respects. I'm out of here. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm not a scary person, but can you turn this ad up? I'm serious. No, I'm nervous. I know it's 30 degrees outside, but it's 30 in here, too.
It make you nervous, huh?
Oh, yes, I get nervous. I ain't scared, but I'm nervous.
That's funny, dude.
All right, look, I'm not a scared person, but just for the night, we're going to sleep with all these lights on tonight. We need all these lights on.
Right.
While I'm in here by myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve, what you got,
come
man?
On, Mr. Harvey. Right.
I'm not a scary person, but if I hear some tires screeching close to me, I pee on myself. Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, please, God, don't let it hit me.
That is true. I've seen him do
it. All right, here's one. I'm not a scary person, but, and we've all probably done this, have you ever been in the shower and you swear to God somebody ran past the shower?
Yes,
what was that?
What was that?
But you got the curtain in your chest. All right, I'll tell you what. I'm normally not a scary person. I really am not.
Right.
I'm normally not. But I keep looking over there at that baby over in the corner. Something about that baby don't feel right. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But that baby scared me. First of all, he got too many muscles to be two.
Yes.
So he's cussing his arms for what this baby
lifting. I don't trust it at all.
All right, I ain't scared. I'm telling you I ain't scared, but I'm just going to go to the edge of the woods and take a look. If I don't see you, then but I'm not going all the way in there. No, I can't do it. I can't go in the
what
woods.
What you got, Steve?
I ain't really a scared person, but I don't shake hands. with people that ain't got all their fingers. Because I'm going to jump.
Really? It's just a weird feeling, isn't it, man?
I'm going to jump. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to do one and Steve close it out. All right. I'm not a scary person, but if I go to church and I'm sitting next to somebody who starts rocking, I got to change my seat, okay?
Okay. Coming.
Been all there, right. Jay. Been there, baby. Yes.
It's building up.
Yes, yes.
Building up.
And holding
himself. Yeah. Holding himself. Yes. Oh, I need to slide down. Get it, Jesus.
Oh, you ready to go there.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, all right. We'll be back with nephew Tommy's prank phone call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's strawberry letter. But first, come on now. What you got, prank phone call?
This right here, Shirley. This is Kay Miller.
Who is Kay Miller?
Yeah, what's... Kay, exactly. Exactly. Take a listen.
You get your butt over there and sit down. When I get through talking to him, then I'm going to deal with you.
Hello?
Sit your butt down, Patrice. Right now. Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Who is this?
I'm looking for Kay Miller. Who is Kay Miller?
This Kay Miller.
Let me tell you something, man. This Perkins already know I've been finding out from people that you've been coming by my house when I'm gone. And you've been over here with my wife, Patrice. So let's get it all out here in the open. I'm looking for you. You hear me?
Hey, man, I don't even know who you are, man.
Sit your butt down, Patrice. Sit it down. Kay Miller, when I find out where you at, when I get my hands on your ass, it's going to be over with.
So hold up now. I am Kay Miller, but you ain't going to do to me.
Oh, it's you can kill
it. It seems like somebody, you know, is your girl and you know, you can't handle it. Now, I don't appreciate no lightweight cupcake calling me, accusing me of doing something I ain't done yet,
you
but I will do it.
Now, you ain't, look, don't start this here today, dog. I ain't got enough in me right now to hold this pressure. Now, I'm looking for your ass, and when I find you, dog, this ain't going to be good between me and you.
Now, you don't got enough because you ain't your girl right. That's why you calling me, accusing me of your but, you know, I might as well go with them because it sounds like you ain't doing what you supposed to be doing.
Hey, dog, don't sit here and say nothing stupid to me like this here, dog. Matter of fact, we can just meet right now and get all this over. Sit your butt down, Patrice. Don't move till I'm through with it. Now, Mr. K. Miller, let me tell you something, man. Why don't we just meet up and get this over with?
We can do that. We can go ahead and meet up. And when you meet with me, make sure you put your lip down and work the jelly because I got something for you.
Make sure I do what?
Put your lip down and work your jelly because I got something for you.
You ain't gonna talk to me crazy, dog.
Hey, man, look here. You know, you don't know who the f*** you dealing with. Now, this is Kay Miller, and you got the right phone number. But look here, you can't call my number asking any kind of way. Now, I don't know who the f*** you are, but you don't need to be f***ing with me.
All I'm telling you is I'm looking for you. And they already gave me the description. You 6'2", you drive a black Chrysler, and I already know when I see you, it ain't going to be good between me and you, man.
I don't drive no Chrysler.
You don't drive no Chrysler 300?
Hell no, I don't drive no Chrysler.
Okay, what you drive?
I'm going to kick your
You don't drive no Chrysler black 300?
No, my brother drives a Chrysler.
Where your brother at right now? That's what I need to know.
Where I'm worried about what my brother at. Where are you right now?
Oh, you
that's what I need to know. Where are you right now?
You ain't. Huh?
You calling my house? I'm just trying to mess with my brother and my brother finna get married. You calling him, accusing him of some I know ain't been doing nothing.
So your brother finna get married, but he's still going over to my house messing with my... Sit your down, Patrice.
Because you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. If he is laying the pipe, he laying it right, and your woman's getting a delight.
Look, I ain't got time for your little nursery rhymes now. Look, ain't you Kay Miller?
Yeah, I'm Kay Miller, but my brother's a Miller.
Yeah, your brother named Miller.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Miller.
Both of y'all is Kay Millers?
Yeah.
Okay, but your brother is the one that drives the black 300 Chrysler?
All right.
I'm going to whoop his ass as soon as I see him. What do
you... You ain't going to do a... saying that my brother, because like I told you earlier, you're a lightweight cupcake and if my brother is, he ain't He doing what he's supposed to be doing, because you ain't obviously laying the pipe right, and I don't appreciate you calling my house, threatening me, and then trying to threaten my daughter.
I'ma whoop you and your brother if I got to. It don't even make no difference to me. It don't make no difference to me how I go down, whether I run into Cable Miller, Miller, damn it, Carla Miller. It don't make me no difference. I'm whooping a Miller's ass sooner or later.
You ain't doing a thing. I want you to come by this for right now. You hiding behind the phone because you weak. You're weak, pocket, low down, sorry. Come on over to right now, and me and my brother gonna whoop your lightweight cupcake.
We'll meet you on the corner of Frankfurt and Kelly right now at the service station.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that. I got something for you.
I'm through hearing all this you talking about. All I want to know is how long it's going to take for you to get to the service station. That's all I want to know from you. All I want to know is how long it's going to take for you to get to the service station on Frankfurt and Kelly. How long is it?
Call right now.
Well, come on then. I'm on my way to.
I'm ready for you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to whoop your ass, and then when I find out who your brother.
I got something for your. Come on, bring it on.
Okay, cool. Let me tell you one more thing before you.
You got to tell me that you ain't already told me.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
Man, go ahead. You're going to get your. I just told me to do a like this here. Tell me to do it going to a divorce around here. My blood pressure up. That's going to put me some cholesterol medication. I ain't feeling good. I'm trying to send my brother on the phone, and you crank calling at this time of day. What kind of is this? And you're lucky it's changing the name for the phone.
Who?
You know, the senior.
Oh, who? Oh, that's your daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, here's K. Miller, too.
Yeah, he came to the too. He would have got you, you know. You would have needed a bulletproof vest coming down that.
Came in, look, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That right there is greatness, folks. You understand
it
that?
Is.
That is greatness.
Greatness at its best right there.
Yes, sir. Yes,
we
sir.
Know who
you don't get more greater than that. That is greatness at its best. Stupidity is what I call it. Stupidity.
I know.
Yeah. We
what is it? Stupidity.
It's stupidity. Nobody has great stupidity. That right there is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stupidity. Stupid keeps going. Check it out. Tomorrow night, Roanoke, Virginia. Mama's Boy, the hit stage play. I'm coming to town. Roanoke, Virginia. I will be on a plane headed your way today. And then Thursday, Hampton, Virginia. We are on our way Friday night. Richmond, Virginia. Yay, yay. Saturday night, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Sunday, Columbus, GA. And you will also, if you're in Jacksonville, Florida, I just got to tell you, Friday night, November the 10th, Shirley, Carla, yes. Mississippi Monica, better be in the doggone building to see Mama's Boy. And I shouldn't have to say it no more.
But dog,
I don't
want to
hear about we got no chili.
I know, it's
I'm sorry.
Hey, well, she has children.
No, that ain't no threat.
They cheering on Friday.
Well, she has a competition on Saturday.
Oh, God, these tall people.
You can't get there on Saturday
well,
from Jacksonville?
You tell me, because are you getting my airline ticket?
Hell no.
I won't be there.
I can assure you.
I won't be there or Monica now.
No,
I got to get y'all tickets
in?
To come support me.
Hell yeah.
You want us to be there?
Well, you want
it's
to be there, don't
long
you?
Way
you been
from
buying
LA.
Everything else for them. Yeah. You done bought all their meals. Now how you going to stop now?
Get them, Steve.
You done bought their friendship. Now you don't want to buy airline tickets.
Oh, whoa. I bought y'all's friendship?
That's what I said.
We're your friends.
No, Steve. Hold on, Steve. Don't say nothing else. Hold on. I'm talking to the girls. I bought y'all's friendship?
Well,
no. We're your friends.
No.
We will support you. But if you want me in Jacksonville, in Duval, you need to get my airline ticket, hotel, and the ground.
And if you want them to eat with you, you got to get that ticket, too. I don't understand why you ain't seeing the buying the friendship thing.
This whole buying the friendship thing.
And they did hesitate a little bit.
All right, coming up next, the strawberry letter for
today. You done had to buy all your friends. You ain't got none.
Oh, my God.
Adults don't hang with children.
Every time you go half and half on one of them cars, one of them vacations, one of them boats. You and all your friends, all them football players, all y'all got to pay each other. Else y'all ain't hanging. That's called buying friends, Tommy.
Shut up, Uncle
That's
Steve.
What it is. It's oh, just like I bought a petting zoo. You got to buy some damn friends.
Happy Halloween.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today's Strawberry Letter is up next, and it's a good one. But first, Happy Halloween, everyone. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Boo. Happy Halloween.
Boo, it's going down tonight at the J-Spot. Halloween party hosted by Flame.
We're coming.
You gonna be there?
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that about Tommy.
They go to his stuff.
No, go on, see it. Go on, see it.
Sorry.
Whoa, a little jealousy? I hear a little jealousy there.
A lot.
Well, your stuff is in L.A.
My stuff is in L.A.
Yeah.
Is the play coming to L.A. coming?
And it's funny.
I have to do the play in L.A. for y'all to come hang out with me.
No, and it's funny.
Steve, now that was an unnecessary one right there.
No, really. I mean, you know.
That was hateful.
I wasn't hateful. Okay, ladies, the J-Spot ain't funny?
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah, that's why we're going.
Oh, okay. You saying the play ain't funny?
No, I ain't heard them say it was.
We don't know because we haven't
seen
it.
They ain't been.
Because unlike Janet Jackson and Tyler Perry, we haven't seen it.
And the baby Jesus.
Ain't no damn Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus came.
I'm going to have Janet call in. We're going to get you the bottom of this. Don't worry about it.
You can have Janet call in. I ain't got no picture with Janet.
No, you're not. She's not going to have Janet call anywhere. Because you don't know her, and you've never
I'ma
seen her.
I'm
going to
have Janet call tomorrow. Nah.
Whatever. Ooh.
Watch me.
Watch you, whatever.
Watch me.
Who you going to have to beg for this favor?
You're going to have Janet call where tomorrow?
Into the show tomorrow. Watch me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hump day.
Ooh,
it Janet won't be Janet Jackson.
Janet Jenkins.
Yeah.
Janet Johnson
will be the Janet.
You got your Aunt Janet Miles calling in. Let us know.
All right, come on. We got to get to this letter, nephew.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Tommy. Subject, my new love. Hey, Stephen Shirley. Okay, so I've been just dating for the last 5 years. So just this past October, I've been seriously dating one particular guy. He's everything I want in a husband. Provides, protects, and professes our love to everyone he can. Okay, so the problem is one night we were asleep and his phone just kept ringing. So me, as a woman, looked at it to see what was going on. Seeming though he wouldn't wake up, and of course it was a woman texting him. Yes, I read the text, and she was asking him why he hadn't texted her back tonight. And he must be asleep, so honey, I'll talk to you in the morning.
Oh, right.
My mouth could have hit the floor. Mm-mm. Now here I am spending 6 or 7 days a week with this man, his children, my children, and our families. So I don't know why, but I answered her text, and then we began texting each other. Long story short, the next morning he found out about it, and of course we didn't talk for a while. After a couple of days, we began to talk again, and he assured me she was from his past, and the chapter was closed, and I was who he wanted. You know, blah, 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 all the stuff I wanted to hear. It's now been 3 months since we've been together. But I just can't seem to get that out of my mind. Major trust issues, and so early. Anytime I see his phone, I just want to go through it, but I don't. Should I just leave him alone? I just don't know what to do. Please, you guys, help. I'm in love with this guy. Well, first of all, he is not coming clean about the woman on the text. I don't think so. He didn't explain her. He didn't explain their relationship. Nothing. And you, to me, you let him get off the hook quite easily. Not talking for a few days and, you know, saying she's from his past and saying just what you wanted to hear should not have been enough for you. You've been seriously, you say, dating this man for a minute. Your children, your family, you guys know each other. I think he owes you more than that. You're spending all this time with him. How is she in the past and she's calling him in the present? The phone is ringing today. She's texting you today. She's texting him today. I think he's lying. I think you need to check him on this. You need a little more clarity on that, just what's happening in that relationship. I don't know if you'll get it, but you deserve an answer. Steve, a real answer.
Well, Shirley, let me get to a couple of things first of all.
Okay.
I disagree that she's letting him off too quick. because it says in the letter, it's now been 3 months since we've been together.
Yeah.
So I think she's already made some type of quality decision to check him. Her issue seems to be she's still in love with this guy, which is always the issue with women. Once y'all in love, y'all can't see good after that. So, you know, what you see in the letter, Shirley, as a person who's not in love with him, she can't see because she is the problem with him. Once love enters into the equation, here's the problem in the letter that I have, though. Okay, the text goes off in the middle of the night. He doesn't answer it. You do. Should you have done that? That's really not the issue.
Yeah.
It's going off in your house. He laying in your bed.
Yeah.
He been playing, you know, with you. Boy, I got ready to say something crazy. Well, they was doing some things. They ain't just in their sleep. They ain't just going to bed snoring. They doing some things.
Okay.
So now he done played with you. Now, we in your house, and the phone ringing. He don't answer, but it keep ringing. So you get up and you answer. Then here's where the women kill me with this right here. So I don't know why, but I answered her text.
Oh, all the ladies know why.
Well, I sure wish y'all would quit using that one. I don't know why I picked it up. You know good and hell well why you picked it up.
Pick it up.
Okay,
no
you picked
that.
It up.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem. Here's what's cloudy in this. I answered her text, and then we began texting each other.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Long story short, the next morning, he found out about it, and of course, we didn't talk for a while. My question is, what clouds this issue a little bit, were you texting as yourself?
Or as him.
Or were you acting as though you were him to pry and get more information? See, so now, thus, Shirley, when the man says she's from his past, something has occurred that has made him think this is a viable out.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the mindset of a man, you've given him this viable out to say she's from the past.
Right, a lie.
It could just be texting. It could just be that.
Honey.
It could be more than that. But guess what?
That time of the night, though.
You've already given yourself to the man. You already done fell in love with the man. He's got his children in your life.
Yeah.
Your kids in his.
That's why I say she let him off the hook.
Well, she didn't let him off the hook because she said now it's been 3 months since we've been together, but I just can't seem to get that out of my mind. Major trust issues and so early. Anytime I see this phone, I want to go through it, but I don't. Should I just leave him alone? I don't know what to do. Well, when we come back, I will give you what I think would be a suggestion. Other people may feel differently. Please go to steveharvey.com. Click on the strawberry letter and type your advice to the woman. These people do read these letters back.
Yeah, the letter's posted. 12 minutes after, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve, with part two of your response to today's strawberry letter. I love when he does that.
Ooh,
yeah.
I love
when
he
does that. This woman, this is my new love, ma'am, here. She just been dating the past 5 years. Then this past October, she seriously started dating one particular guy. He got everything she wanted in a husband, provides, protects, professes, everything you can do. Problem is, one night they were asleep. His phone just kept ringing, so me as a woman looked at it, see what was going on.
Yeah.
One seeming, though, he wouldn't wait. One woman looked, somehow she said he wouldn't wake up. Anyway, of course, it was a woman texting him. Yes, I read the text. She was asking him why he hasn't texted her back tonight, and he must be asleep, so I'll talk to you in the morning. My mouth hit the floor. Now, here I am spending 6-7 days a week with this man, his children, my children, and our families. So I don't know why, but I answered her text. Okay, you do know why. Well, y'all
why
killed
not?
Me with that one.
She texted, didn't she?
Yeah. I answered her text.
Yeah.
And we began texting each other. Long story short, the next morning he found out about it, of course. We didn't talk for a while. After a couple of days, we began to talk again. He assured me she was from his past, and that chapter was closed. I was who he wanted. You know, blah, 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 all the stuff I wanted to hear. It's now been 3 months since we've been together, but I just can't seem to get that out of my mind. Major trust issues and so early. Anytime I see his phone, I just want to go through it, but I don't. Should I leave him alone? I just don't know what to do. Please, you guys help me. First of all, the texting.
Let's just talk about it for a second.
Okay.
If there was no cheating in the text, if there wasn't, because you don't know what the texting was. He just said, you won't call me back. Talk to you in the morning. I guess you're asleep.
Honey.
Good
honey.
At that time of the night. Come on now, look at the whole thing.
How many times have y'all text somebody, love you, and he ain't mean that either? I'm just saying. Here's the deal.
Come on.
I don't think this relationship should be thrown away because there is no direct evidence of cheating. I think it can be worked out and worked through. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not so quick to throw these relationships away because guess what? It could be from his past. Dudes have been guilty of that before. Texting, contacting, talking. You know, it don't mean anything's really going on, though, does it? Now, you could be suspicious, and you have every right to wait out and hold out as long as you want to or can. I don't think you should just say end it.
I'm glad she ain't sent no picture. I would have done it right there.
Oh, yeah. That's sexting. All right, Steve, we got to go. You know, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. And please don't forget this Thursday, the Facebook Live After Show featuring the Strawberry Letter, of course. Don't forget it's 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Please join me, all right? Switching gears now, I have a couple of Halloween candy facts and questions for you guys. So here's the first one. Let's see who'll be the first to jump in on this one. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Okay.
Three. See? Don't everybody answer at once, please.
Here's something I do know from buying candy. The Tootsie Roll Pops are smaller now. Much smaller than they were.
You know.
I know. He's
you know, damn well you're talking about something you know.
Candy.
Then you stay at a lollipop too long, your ass pass out.
You better hope they smaller.
Here's what I know.
That's what got you diabetes in the first place.
Right into
them
that
big ass suckers.
I just got up and walked right into it.
Yes, you did. Yes,
you thought
did.
We was gonna miss that.
Jay, you're walking into it. You walked your ass right into that one, Jay.
Yeah, you did, bro.
You know, if you ever say something, you know, before it's finished, that somebody's going to tear your ass up.
And, Jay, how did it start? Because I forgot what you said that initiated that.
The question was, how many licks does it take?
Right there. You know, and we know we in the bushes.
Yeah.
Slaying.
Oh, for shots fired.
I should have said a word. All
right. Shot pop team.
Come on. Anyone else like to answer the question?
No,
five.
Jay, you're disqualified.
I'll say 100.
Here's what I know.
100 licks, Carla?
Yeah.
100?
Yeah. Does it take
a the hell is you taking 100 licks to get to the center for?
Because if you don't bite it, if you just
that's what I'm talking about. Who do that all the way down?
Go ahead, Carl.
All I gotta say is, I can't tell you how many times I've said that, and paid good money too. Now we know. Now I know something I'm talking about.
You back in the game?
I'm back in.
As long as you don't bite
you
it.
Back in, baby.
I'm back in, Jay.
All right, come on, Junior. How many licks?
You heard the owl. Three.
Three?
Three.
One.
Oh, from the commercial.
Two.
One,
yeah.
Two.
Oh, okay.
He said three.
He bit it, though, on the third one. Tommy, crunch it.
How many licks it take?
To get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
Well, how's he going?
62. 62.
With that little bitty ass turtle tongue, you can. You be all damn day with yourself.
All right, here's the answer.
Okay. Drum roll. Can we have a drum roll?
Did Steve?
Yeah, Steve.
Steve,
yeah,
Steve
said he bites it. So.
I got big ass lips. It don't take long. I spin it in my lips one time. I'm down to the damn Tootsie Roll.
All right, this is the answer designed by engineering students at Purdue. They designed a licking machine, so that's what they know. They say, on average.
They got a machine?
Yes, a licking
machine.
Where
you get one of them at?
You want one, Jay?
364 licks.
Okay. Whoa. Mm-hmm.
So, Carly, you were the closest with 100.
Now, you do know.
Ain't gonna take that long to get to the. Ain't gonna take that long to get to my tootsie roll. I'll tell you that. Right. Ain't got no way in hell. I can take 360.
I'm with you, Steve. After three licks.
Coming up next at 41 after, the timeline. And Jay, you'll be back to explain that. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, this is something you have for Steve, right?
Steve, yeah. Steve, I wrote this for you. This, what happens is there's a timeline. Mm-hmm. And the timeline means certain things happen at certain parts of the day. Okay. Henceforth, the name, the timeline.
For example.
Yeah, for example. All right. It's around 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. on a Sunday.
Okay.
On a Sunday, when you decide to call your buddies and say, you know what, man, I'm not coming to work tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying? See how the timeline goes? Uh-huh. It's a timeline. Steve, you got one, Steve?
Yeah, I think it's about 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. on a Saturday night. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think that's about the time when you realize you probably ain't going to make it to church.
You open your eyes and see that clock.
Yeah, you just go. No, you ain't open your eyes. They been open.
We've all done this.
Which is followed by, Lord, forgive me.
Yes.
Lord, I ain't going to make it.
Tommy, you got one? You got one?
I ain't going to make it.
I got it. It's, okay. I got another one
you
for
got another
you.
One. Go ahead, Steve.
It's usually around 1 or 2, right after lunch, when you come to the conclusion that I'm not going to do another damn thing today.
Yes,
that's it.
I just
round
ain't
going to.
I'm too.
I like that term. Uh-huh.
Right about it, usually after lunch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right after lunch, you decide. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got one.
Come on.
It happens around... Around 2 a.m., 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
You've been drinking. You had 2 nice glasses of wine.
Okay.
You decide to call your ex. It's me. Hello?
What?
Hey, who is you? Anybody call to speak to you? No damn way. Put her on the phone. I want to know what the hell you doing over there.
Oh, God.
Who is it? I said it when I held to the phone. It's me. That, you know who the hell me is.
Yeah.
What time is that timeline?
Around from 2:30, maybe 3 o'clock-ish in the morning, you call your ex.
I got one for you. One? It's usually about 5:01 when you've just punched out to end your day.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the moment when most people decide, I'm quitting.
That was my last day right there.
I'm quitting. It just get to that point.
You got one? Okay,
all right. You done went to the doctor's office. You done left work, went to the doctor's office.
Right.
And you get back in your car after leaving the doctor's office, and you know you're supposed to be headed back to work. And that's when it just hits you. It's about 3:30 right around there. That's when you say, you know what? I ain't going back to work. I ain't going. I'm not.
Been there.
Been there. I love that timeline.
Been there.
I'll tell you another important timeline.
Uh-huh.
It's normally about 1:30 in the afternoon, and checks been passed out, and you ain't got one, and you've been looking at that payroll office the whole time. So I'm finna go in there and say something. They think they playing. They got the wrong one. It's about the time when the police get called, about 1:30.
Oh,
Willie Turner, baby. Willie Turner.
Yeah. Yeah. Going one right
you got
here.
One, Steve. You got one.
Your job starts at 8.
Uh-huh.
You walk in and you sit at your cubicle and you lean back and you look down about 4 cubicles and you go, I hate that heifer.
What time is this?
About 8:01.
Yes.
You done just say you ain't been there a minute. Lean back and look 4 cubicles down and go, I hate that heifer.
That is it, Steve.
You got it. You nailed it, man.
8:01.
That's it. I got one. It's on Sunday. It's Sunday evening. You watch maybe two or three football games. Mm-hmm. Maybe the last game is still on, right? Mm-hmm. You had dinner. Mm-hmm. You went out, had brunch. You know what? I'm still hungry. Let's get a pizza.
Yes.
I know what set this on. A pizza.
Something to fill me up. Yeah. Pizza gonna do it.
What time is that, Jay?
About 7:30. Oh, 7:30, yeah. 8 o'clock. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I like
it. It's usually right around 2-3 o'clock, right after a big company meeting. And you go back to your desk. You go back to your desk and you start thinking to yourself, I wonder who they'll put in charge if he dies. About 3:30. I wonder who they'll put in charge if he dies.
This is a person that clearly doesn't like his job.
Yeah, yeah. There is one thing that happens early in the morning.
Uh-huh. What's that, Junior?
Probably about, I say about 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you done already call somebody in your family and say, hey, call up here and tell them I got a family emergency.
Yes.
That's usually about 9, 9, 15.
Yeah, 9, 9.
I'm trying to get out of here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, here it is.
You got one? I know you.
It made love to my wife at 11 o'clock last night.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm
scared. About 12:05 is when I'm trying to actually tap her on the shoulder because I want to do it again. I mean, that's, you know, but TMI. I really didn't do a good presentation the first time. You understand what I'm saying?
You got
to
finish.
I'm really trying to make up for
something. Do over.
Uh-huh. Do over. I like it. Time.
All right. One more to close it out, Steve.
Steve,
come
you
on.
Got one? Come on, close it
big
out.
Big dog.
It's 12 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
You at work.
Right, right.
You head out to lunch.
Uh-huh.
And you come to the conclusion.
Yeah.
I don't see why lunch ain't 2 hours.
Don't get this other hour.
We love lunch, don't we? We love lunch.
Black folks love some lunch,
yes,
man.
You nailed that one, Steve.
It should be.
But why they ain't
I'm
think
gonna,
it
I'm
is?
Gonna see today.
Yes. Nailed it, Steve. All right, that's coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about what horror movie scared you senseless,
oh my
okay?
God.
Woo!
Man, I got one.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A recent study found that horror movies can make you lose weight. What?
From running.
And the scarier you find the movie, right, the better the results. Study participants were attached to heart rate, oxygen, and carbon dioxide monitors and then asked to watch 6 different scary movies. One participant got so terrified while watching The Shining, she burned 184 calories.
Wow.
Researchers also determined that the majority of participants experienced a decrease in anxiety and frustration after a good scare. So, you burn calories and improve your mood. So, I got to ask you guys, what horror movie scared you senseless?
Steve?
Oh, you already know.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's The Exorcist.
Hands down.
The Exorcist. No, yeah. The original Exorcist, and we went to the movie to see it, me and 6 of my boys, and we set a seat apart.
Because you can't sit
Third
together.
Way into the movie, we was all next to each other.
Now, what is that rule? What is that rule, Steve? You can't sit.
Men are supposed to break the seat up. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you got to have a seat between you.
Dog.
Yeah. But on
we
The Exorcist.
We all sitting next to each other. And we just, you know, we go to the bathroom and come back. And I was so cool with that. Because I needed them.
Yes.
Because you were scared.
Exorcist, man. I didn't understand that.
Yeah, it was scary. Man. Scary.
Not for me. Yeah. The scariest movie to me, first of all, when I was 7, my parents took me to see Dracula. Thank you very much.
This is why
today. They took my ass to see Dracula.
At 7?
The scene, at 7. The scene where they draw the curtain back and then the sun hits Dracula's body and he turns to dust. I still see that. I was 7. Why would you take a child at 7 to see?
As a punishment? You black bastard. Come on. You're going to see Dracula. Get your ass in.
You know black people take their babies to the movies. Come
on. My God. But right now, today, for me, the scariest movie is Amityville Horror. Amityville Horror.
Yeah. Amityville.
That was the dumbest movie. That was the dumbest movie I've ever seen. That was so dumb. You there again tonight at 3?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was so scared.
Yeah.
Something happened at the same time every night.
Dog, but why are you there if you know at 3 it's about to pop off?
Because that's what white people do. They don't leave the scary house.
What's your scariest movie, Junior?
Yeah, Junior.
Oh, by far, Poltergeist.
Oh, Poltergeist. Yeah.
There he
is.
I thought you was going to say Frozen.
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. That's a gambling horror movie.
That was scary, too. That
Come
was
to
real
the
scary.
Light, Carolyn. Why she in the TV?
They're here.
First of all.
Yeah. They're here.
Who is here?
What about you, Neff? Come on.
Nephew.
Man, hands down, I was with my sister. And I left her in the theater and ran out. I ain't lying. I ran out to the lobby. I was a punk that day. Carrie. The movie Carrie.
Carrie was scary.
When that pig blood hit, turned over on that white girl, man. Oh, my God. And at prom. And everything she looked at just nodded.
Oh, when she would turn her head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was.
And then I came back in the movie trying to man up. Uh-huh. And then her hand came out the grave and ran back up out there.
All right. Man. Okay, let's switch it up a little bit, guys. Let's talk about black horror movies.
Okay. Good.
You never saw Blackula?
You never saw Blackula?
You ain't see Eddie Murphy?
Vampire in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn. Yeah, I saw that. So.
That was funny to me.
That was funny.
Okay, I got one.
What you got?
The scariest... Candyman. I can't even get
it. Oh, to this day,
he can't stand Candyman.
Candyman is so scary to me.
Candyman?
That you saying Scandy. That's what's scary.
You can't even get it out.
Oh, the one for me was People Under the Stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
People Under the Stairs.
Our boy was in there.
Ving Rhames was in there.
Ving Rhames.
I'm going to tell you one that scared me. This wasn't a black movie, but you know a movie that scared me pretty bad.
Which one?
Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds.
The Birds.
What? Oh, that was really scary.
That's classic.
That was really scary.
Them birds.
Do you kind of look around for birds now?
Yeah.
All the time, Carla.
Hey, let me tell you something, and I ain't going to lie to you after that damn movie.
You are crazy.
Yeah, that's right. You're not going to fly over here and eat my eye.
You're right.
No.
Wait.
No, you're not going to fly over here and eat my eye.
Because it was so cool. Remember when the crows did their thing? When the crows came up, man.
That was a scary black movie for me.
Yeah.
The birds.
I still don't know how they filmed that.
Birds were scary. They really were.
Yeah. I'm telling you, to this day, you see a group of birds, I think about that movie. I get scared.
Oh, did y'all see Rat?
As soon as I see a group of birds, get your ass up.
Did anybody see Ben? Ben?
Oh, yeah.
Ben was scary, too.
I didn't believe Ben.
Oh, you didn't?
With all those rats?
You didn't believe?
Ain't nobody staying here with all these damn rats.
Remember when they came into bed? Oh, God.
Oh, Ben wasn't no joke.
Ben was no
joke. All them damn rats.
And then Mike sung a song at the end.
That's when I started to turn on Michael Jackson ass.
No, that was good.
No more. We both found what we were looking for.
Ben, y'all were turned on Mike.
He know the song, though.
I need a friend. Shut your ass up.
What about Cujo?
Oh, the dog.
I was thinking about that one, Tommy. Yeah, that was a scary one.
Cujo wasn't no joke.
My grandma was rooting for Cujo.
What about Chucky? The first one. Oh, Chucky.
Chucky was dead.
That never scared me. Don't punk ass dog.
You never
a doll ass. It ain't a doll ass. My ass. I never
What about
understood
Nightmare
that.
On Elm Street?
Yes.
You know another good movie?
Scary looking white boy with this cut on his face. I got something for Chucky ass.
No, Chucky was scary.
All right.
Nightmare on Elm Street was good.
Yeah.
Freddy Krueger.
All right, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this. I'm scared.
scared.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Carla, of course, is here with some costume safety tips for parents of little kids. Carla, what you got, girl? Trick or treating?
Okay,
stuff.
So here's the deal. Halloween is today, so you know you're gonna send the kids out, especially the little ones. Jay, you know you're mean, so I want the parents of the little ones to listen up. You know, you probably need to just do like a quick dress rehearsal with the kids. Put their costume on first and make sure they
do a dress rehearsal.
I did that with Tasha. I already did that with our costume. Make sure it fits.
You want to make sure they don't trip on it and all of that, right?
Oh, I see. Right. Oh. You're a good dad. That's right, Tommy.
Right on for
And then
size.
You need to make sure like their costume isn't too baggy or it's not too long.
Never
so
had
they won't
that.
Trip or fall or have wardrobe malfunctions. Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Jay?
I never had a full costume. All I had was a Casper mask in my hand. And it didn't have string on it, right? So when I went to the door.
You had a string?
No, the string was off. I'd hold the mask up to my face. I had two hands. The bag was in one hand, and the mask, trick or treat, mask on, bag out. That's all I had.
Steve was always the UPS man.
Yes, he told us that.
Trick or treat, mask on, bag out.
No jacket, just a brown T-shirt and a box.
But Steve, wasn't it cold in Cleveland in October?
Yeah.
Brown T-shirt and a box.
You're not listening, Carla.
Yeah, if you put the coat on, you ain't the UPS man.
If you put your coat on,
stick with the costume.
UPS man.
Let them see your brown T-shirt, baby.
All right, here's another tip.
Else? Uh-huh.
Okay,
and then I spell UPS because I had the box upside down, so my box has sup on it.
Sup.
And my mom never said UPS. She always said ups.
Oh, yeah.
She always said ups.
Man. Ups.
All right, here's another tip. Funny. Make sure if they're not going to wear a mask, you want to do face paint. And make sure
they can see
they can see the cars, the steps, especially with the little ones, and people are turning around. And then use the face paint that's kind of...
Who's go trick-or-treat?
A lot of people. They let their kids just walk ahead of them and let them get that whole experience. And you want to make sure the face paint is hypoallergenic.
Uh-huh.
Because
Huh? What about flashlight, Carla? Yes, I was getting to that.
You want to make sure that you give your kids a flashlight or some. You can even put reflective tape on their candy bag. Mm-hmm. You know, their dark colored costumes. So you want to make sure motorists can see your babies and they're visible. So you can do that. And then give your kid a glow stick. My children, like a lot of kids, come over to my house on Halloween. So we give them glow sticks and flashlights. And
I'll do what I do. Don't go nowhere and I can't see you.
But aren't you there with them, though? You just let them walk.
I'm there with them.
Yeah.
Yes. The dads usually go.
You know what I give for Halloween?
What?
Batteries. I give them batteries.
Batteries?
For their flashlights.
Batteries in that trick-or-treat bag?
You putting that in the bag?
You can't eat batteries.
You know what? When they hear that heavy thud, they think they got a big...
You are the meanest.
When they hear that heavy thud, like, yeah.
Sounds like a Snickers bar.
Sounds like a Snickers bar.
Sounds like Snickers.
You drop an old battery in there. Keep moving.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, come on, Carla. Ignore him.
Yeah, and then make sure, too, with the props. You know, some, especially with the boys, they got those swords and those heavy, sharp edges.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you watch it, because if they're doing, like, a little battle, that they don't hurt each other.
Yeah.
Okay? So you got to look out for the kiddies tonight. This is a crazy night.
Yeah, great tips, Carla. Thank you.
Thank you. Go to Lips by Carla, and I have more Halloween tips for our parents, all right?
Happy
Halloween.
Thank you. Happy Halloween. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
For some people, Halloween is the best day of the year. They love Halloween like no other holiday.
In LA, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, they look forward to the holiday, decorating their homes. A lot of people, Steve.
Everybody, Steve.
Yeah, it's
they
like.
They go all out, man.
Yeah.
I got decorations this year.
Oh, really?
Do you, Carla?
I did. Because I got so many kids that come over my house. They
we decorated our golf cart for the grandkids at the house.
Oh, that's cool. That's
put
real
emblems
cool.
All
oh, by the way, at the house, y'all going to have a giraffe?
No, it's a petting zoo. Hey, look, Tommy, listen.
You can pet it.
Kids can't reach.
Tommy, I just want you to be comfortable when you come. Hey, Tommy. Oh, I got a surprise for you.
What?
We're going to have a turtle.
He gonna lose his mind.
You can lay down with it and take selfies.
You didn't ask about that.
Ooh. You be sitting up there. You remember that time we put you next to the bottle of turtle wax at the pot store and took a picture with you and made that your Christmas card.
Boy,
you look just like that turtle. And what's amazing, still do.
Man.
So we're going to have a turtle there, Tommy.
Man.
And Tommy, if you don't want to ride the horse or the rabbit, we have one other thing we bought that we can saddle up for.
What?
Your own hamster.
Petting zoo at y'all trying to turn this tonight. On me.
I was just asking.
Really went
about
all out, Steve.
Yeah, man. We're thinking about Tommy. Hamster.
Any snakes?
That's love.
Oh, for the kids, petting zoo.
They always
snakes.
Pet snakes,
hey,
though.
Fool.
Kids always pet.
Why would you have a snake at a petting zoo?
He's not thinking, Steve.
White petting zoos got them. How come the black petting zoo ain't got them?
Oh, now it's racial?
I feel sorry for your kids.
Yeah, man, racial now.
I feel sorry for your kids. Are they going to even have candy?
Yeah,
they'll have turtles.
Yeah. See,
turtle candy.
See, Shirley. Yep. Shirley, you are Shirley. The one that throw the punches. Shirley. You really are.
Shirley said they get some turtle candy.
Chocolate, caramel, and pecans, Tommy. What are you talking about?
Hey, yeah, look,
you're
daddy,
throwing, you're throwing punches. And you know you're throwing punches.
One year, Tommy wanted to be Superman with a cape, but he couldn't go down the steps with the cape.
He couldn't.
Because his cape looked like curtains.
They were that long?
Man.
On him it was.
Oh.
I cannot believe that Tommy is wrapped up in turtle candy.
Oh, my God.
Can we go to Miss Ann? I'm not finna do
kid,
this with y'all.
Your kid's going to unwrap you. Look, Daddy, it's you.
In about 1 minute, we can, Tommy. But we have more.
So take this for 60 more seconds right here?
Yeah, you got to deal with it.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't want to keep bringing it up. Yeah. Every time
I was just asking so, about it because I didn't know people could. I just didn't know how you get a petting zoo. I haven't done it.
You can get one for kids. See.
You ain't had one at the chateau?
I haven't had that yet. I can, but I don't know the number. Can you, let me Google this.
Hey, let me go and shut this down.
Please.
You want me to tell you how much it costs?
Yeah, let do that first. Okay, how much do the petting zoo cost?
It depends on what you want with it. It's different levels of it.
Okay, and of course, you're going to want the entry-level pet.
He got one pet.
He Tommy wants the entry-level pet zoo, where they just bring out a bunch of insects.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are with the last break of the day on this Halloween. Just one more thing. Here's a question for you guys. Did you know the pumpkin originated in Mexico?
They what? I didn't know that, man. I'm just saying.
Now, if they build that wall, we ain't going to have no more pumpkins. See, that's what I'm talking about right here.
If pumpkin is Mexican.
About 9,000 years ago. I didn't know this either. About 9,000 years ago, it's one of America's oldest known vegetables. Pumpkins generally weigh from 15 to 30 pounds.
You can't have a done thing, man. They take everything.
Although some weigh as much as 200 pounds.
That's he was the first to have the pumpkin.
So that's like a Mexican watermelon.
I hate you.
I'm just asking. Steve,
get your nephew and your friend.
It was just a question.
Yeah, I'm staying completely out of this because it's starting to have racial overtones.
Yes.
Well, you famous. You can't say nothing.
The majority of pumpkins are orange. We know that. But there are some pumpkins that can be white. You've seen the white
I've
pumpkins.
Seen the white
yeah,
pumpkin,
or
yeah.
Or even yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkins.
Don't nobody want that.
No. That don't look right. It just
orange.
Don't look
it's
right.
There's something wrong with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Come on, no white pumpkin. You keep that in my mama's house.
That's like when you first got a watermelon with yellow meat in it, remember?
Oh, yeah, that was scary, yeah.
Yeah. I but still can't eat those.
You know what's so good about
I'm
Halloween?
Saying watermelon.
Here's the thing. What is it, Sharon? What is it? Huh? What is it? It's not watermelon. What is it?
Oh, it is watermelon, but I want him to stop saying it right now.
This is the best part of Halloween. You get about 4 or 5 gallons of spray paint, right?
Okay.
And the kids come over and they spray paint Mrs. Wideload Wallace's ass, right? they have the best time.
Mrs. That's who?
That's George a trick. Wallace's mama.
You missed the spot. Hey. Get up at the top. All the way up at the top.
I hate him.
I love him.
Higher. Higher. Up around the back. Yeah. Spray that.
Spray that.
And then, under the crease. Something. Under the crease.
Get up under the crease. Lift it up. Lift it up.
Oh, ain't that's nothing like a good ass painting, boy. Ain't nothing like a good ass painting, man.
Oh, God. Wow. Well, Carla mentioned face painting in a couple of segments ago.
That ain't what we're talking about.
No, we're not talking about that. Ass,
no.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can tell Jay. Jay know how to paint ass. I can tell.
The megaphone gives me life.
Steve, why aren't you saying anything when they... Why? Why
Steve, he done painted an ass before. He just can't talk about it. But he done painted an ass.
Seriously, Tommy?
What?
I could not.
Ask him if he done drew and painted one before.
We're all out of orange.
Ooh, orange booty.
I got a question for you guys. Okay, so
please break this up. What?
Well, it's about Halloween, the costumes. So tonight, you know, we'll probably see a lot of what? Donald Trump.
Yes, celebrity. Trump, a lot of Donald Trump.
I'm thinking Pennywise.
Pennywise is going to be
the clown from It. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. What about OJ?
Oh, he's that might be it. Yeah.
Bet not coming.
No, he's going to have knives in his hand.
I don't know.
Chucky's
I don't
always
know.
Big. Chucky's
I'm
big.
Just thinking of costumes with and celebrities. Who do you think you're going to see?
I think you'll see Bill Cosby with a drink. You know?
You might
see
that.
Man, y'all is
I hate this you're stupid, ignorant him. Show.
You shouldn't have asked.
I know that.
Who do you think you're going to see, Steve, tonight? Some of the
I don't know. I don't know. You know. I'd be surprised to see what Jay goes
with. Coming to work. Stop, baby.
You're going to see some Steve Harveys out.
Oh, yeah.
You can rest assured.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
Steve?
Right, Steve. You're going to see like
Steve. Yeah.
I doubt it.
No, you will see some Steve
No,
you
the big
Steve
mustache.
Famous, boy.
Yeah.
You are famous, man.
They'll have a ball
head. Yeah. With a mustache.
And a suit.
Yeah, and a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a suit.
That's a great mustache.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
Your party's tonight, Jay.
Party's at the Jay Spot. It's going down tonight, 5581 West Manchester Avenue, hosted by Flank. You know what I'm saying?
Bring your own
Go to Eventbrite. the first 75 people, absolutely free. Right. Do it
Jay,
right
did
now.
You get a text?
Let me see. Hold on.
That's what I was wondering. I don't know. Tommy, who would you go as? If you had to go as a famous person, who would you go? Because it ain't you, so who would you?
You got a celebrity. Was that a shot?
Yeah,
you got a wait for
it. You know it was. It was me, but it's really him.
Junior throw them little hidden punches, too.
Yeah, Junior does, but Steve, it was just, it's just
that
so.
That was just Steve punch? Just throwing it.
Yeah, he
I
dunks
threw that
on
punch.
You. So
that wasn't me.
Me personally, I would probably go as the head White Walker. In Game of Thrones.
Good one, Tommy. Oh,
that's a good one.
Good one. That's a good one. But you can't say it if people ask you what it is.
I'll let them know. I'm a White Walker.
See, right there. He can't say it.
If I was taller, I don't think I'm tall enough. I'd go as NeNe Leakes. That's who I'd go as. I'm not tall. That's right, boo boo.
If you were taller,
if I was
come on, Junior.
Who are you going as tonight? Famous?
Yeah,
I'm going as Prince. I want all out, man.
Prince.
Yeah.
You ain't that pretty.
Ain't nobody gonna believe it, Junior.
All right, Steve,
that
we gotta go.
That round face you got.
Take us home.
Tommy Brown or something.
Damn, Tommy.
You ain't gonna be pretty. You're gonna be more like Little Debbie.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.